Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to the positive sound of Spirit Radio. It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. You know, we're just a few weeks into the new year, I believe about 3 weeks in, and we might already be struggling with some of those resolutions we made. So to give us some advice and some encouragement, I'm delighted to welcome Counselor Peter Mahoney back to the show this morning. Peter, you're very welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jackie. Thank you, and Happy New Year to you and everybody at the radio.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, you know, Peter, in some ways, you know, yeah, it's New Year. Yeah, it's a good time to kind of review how those things are going and make some adjustments and change things up if we need to. Is it a good time to do those kinds of things at the beginning of the year?
For some people, it works really well, and for others, they actually rebel against it and go, oh, this resolution thing, you know, it's not for me, etc. But I think there's a mindset of, you know, it's a new year and maybe we want to kind of move on in some areas of our life, or maybe we've kind of just, you know, vegged a lot over Christmas, or maybe slightly eaten a bit too much and go, right, I'm going to really look after myself this year. And we start with great gusto at around this time of year. I think last Monday was, you know, a blue Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the weather and the excitement of Christmas is gone. We can just kind of run out of steam, or we can just kind of, you know, lose momentum, or kind of go, well, maybe I'll start next week, or sure, look, that was only a Christmas thing, and now reality kicked in.
Excuse.
absolutely.
What about biting off more than we can chew? You know, like sometimes we set those goals so high. We have great intentions on January the 1st, but what's the danger of setting the goal too high?
The danger in setting a goal too high is that getting into it, if we miss a day that we wanted to do something, or we don't feel we're hitting the targets we want to, you know, and we're looking at kind of Everest, you know, ahead of us, and I haven't even got 100 meters up, and this is harder than I thought. The danger is that we will really lose momentum. The danger is setting it too high. Now, what I will say, there's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting to conquer Everest. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have a big goal, or a, you know, a major goal for yourself this year. For me, personally, what has worked for me and what I would offer, you know, to everybody this morning is the acronym SAM, S-A-M. This has really helped me kind of just be a little bit more focused. So I've the long-term goal, but in the meantime, I want to make the goals getting there to be small,
mm-hmm.
achievable,
mm-hmm.
and measurable.
I like it.
Yeah, so, you know, I live near a park. I love going for a walk 3 mornings a week. I like to kind of get out and for a run. 3 months ago, I was up, maybe I was able to do 4K. And then all of a sudden, I kind of go, you know, if I run another square of the park or another section of the park, that might add a half kilometer or, you know, mm-hmm. another kilometer. And it's just slow, and I can achieve it, and it's measurable. So let's say somebody does want to increase their prayer time, or read more of the Bible, or do more personal development, or get fitter, or whatever your goal is. You know, maybe you want to do some more online courses or whatever. Have that in the back of your mind going, okay, it's a big goal, but in the meantime, I'm going to make it small, achievable, and measurable. Mm-hmm. And that prevents the losing momentum, because you go, actually, do you know what? In the last 2 weeks, I've eaten more fruit or vegetables, or I've actually increased my walk, or I've mm-hmm. increased my reading. And you kind of go, that little endorphin, the little reward system goes, goodness, that's great. Actually, no, I'm going to read more. And then a month later, we realize we've kept it up because with the long-term in view, we've kept it short-term with small, achievable, and measurable.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That really is what I found for myself. So you just build it in increments, and you enjoy the process along the way. And there's definitely more reward than, okay, I'm gonna white-knuckle this for the next 4 months and not enjoy it. It's much more enjoyable when you see that it's an increment. So that's a personal thing I do, and I find it works. And I think it suits our human mind. Because we tend to be a bit lazy. We tend to sometimes, you know, falter, or we miss a day, and you kind of go, look, you know, maybe, yeah, that was ridiculous, and you know, what I was aiming for might have been a bit overstretched, and we immediately cut everything off.
Yeah.
But when it's small, achievable, and measurable, we're much more likely to enjoy the journey, the reward at the end of the small achievement, and keep us going towards the bigger achievement.
No, I love it. I love it. Peter, thank you so much. You know, I appreciate your advice, Peter. And can you tell us how people can get in touch with you if they want more help?
Absolutely. There's my website, www.buyyoursighttherapy.com, or you will find me on Instagram, with, you know, just By Your Side. The handle name is By Your Side Therapy. People can get in touch, you know, private message to the website, absolutely.
That's so great. Thank you so much for coming on today and talking to us. I love it, Sam. Small, achievable, and measurable. I'm going to go and sit and think a minute about my goals. And, you know, it just, it really hits me. I'm like, yeah, maybe my goals have been a little too big and a little bit too unachievable. So maybe smaller, achievable, and measurable goals are what we all need for the new year. I think it's great advice.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.